Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
And finally, as we approach 7 o'clock on this Monday evening, let's end the program with markets and company news from Sasfin, David Shapiro. Good evening to you and welcome. Let's start with an overall picture. A better start to the week for the JSE and led higher by resource stocks.
It's interesting. We're going to make new highs, I think, for the second half of the year all along. But in our market today, even though it's resources, it's mainly gold and platinums, and they've been the stars of the first half of the year. You know, if you and really on the safe haven issues, you know, around an alternative to the dollar. But Jeremy, you know, if you look beyond gold and platinum shares at the Anglos and BHPs, Glencore, they're actually down and didn't have a really successful first half. So it's all in gold and platinum shares. And at the moment, you know, it's more shifting to platinum, having seen a very strong run in gold. So platinum prices are now catching up with gold, and historically they were always higher. Always higher than gold.
Dave, a quick look at the currency. I've got the rand at around 17.75 to the dollar. And interestingly, it seems to have shrugged off this latest spat within the coalition government or the government of national unity.
Yeah, you know, it's a function of the dollar. Politics, geopolitics, very minimal impact on currency market. You try and explain that. So it's this move out of the dollar that I was trying to explain earlier, you know, the move into gold that continues to prop up the rand. And now the latest is, I think, the fall of the fear of falling rates in the U.S. Also, just a few worries about the deficit. You know, there's still a lot of discussion about Trump's big, beautiful tax bill. So I think that's propped up the, that's propped up the rand against the dollar. You try and explain that. I can't.
But David, notwithstanding external factors, the South African rand is still, in one way or another, linked to what happens politically. And if the DA either exits the GNU or pushes for a motion of no confidence in President Ramaphosa, this is of huge investor and market concern. Of that, there's
it
no
will.
Doubt.
Yeah. In that case, yes. At the moment, it's discounted. You know, no one's taking it seriously, but that could have an impact. And it's more an impact on investment. I think it's going to, you know, we're trying so hard at the moment to attract investment into South Africa and trying to smooth the way for investment to come through, the big discussions around BEE and so on. But this will set it back. There's no doubt that it'll set it back because you don't want to invest in a country where there's no authority. You know, who's running the place? So this kind of politics doesn't have any, that doesn't do us any good at all.
So let's take a look now at a couple of company items. Let's start with Exxaro. It's the big coal resources company. Note our trading statement out today saying it expects a fall in coal production and sales volumes. It'll report at the end of June, citing subdued demand from Eskom and the catch-all phrase, challenging market conditions, which we all know about.
In fact, if you looked at Thungela's numbers, which came out, that gave you a clue as to how difficult it is in the coal market. You know, they had their day when Russia invaded the Ukraine, when coal prices just shot through the roof together with oil prices. But subsequent to that, they've completely retreated. And this is, you know, this is a coal exporter. And with prices down, they're going to suffer. The worst thing, Jeremy, is that with coal prices coming down because they price it in dollars, remember, the rand has also improved, so that's going to be a double whammy for them. But Eskom demand has also slackened as well. I would imagine that's in line with a slower economy, slower demand for even electricity.
I've just picked up Thungela's share price down by about 0.5% today, just under 84 rand. So you're absolutely right in that respect. Dave, on Friday, I think it was, Reinet confirmed that it was in discussion about the sale of its indirect 49.5% interest in a company called Pension Insurance Corporation. The share price is up by around 7% today. So two quick things on that. Just explain to HOTS listeners what Reinet actually does. It's an investment vehicle, who runs it, and then what this deal is all about.
Well, first of all, Reynet, their big holding was in British American Tobacco. This is a company that was in the Remgro stable, they sold their British American Tobacco and put it into this company, but they've subsequently sold out of those shares, had a huge amount of cash, which they still have, but they also took some of that cash and invested in the pension insurance company now, and it's a very good business. Now they've had a bid for this business. The thing is that, Jeremy, if they do sell this company, if they do sell it, it means they're going to have nothing more than cash. Probably they'll end up with 110 billion, maybe 120 billion odd in cash, but they've got to do something with it other than liquidate the company and give it back to shareholders. So I'm not sure what Johan Rupert is going to end up doing with this, whether he's going to use the cash. First of all, whether he's going to accept the offer, and secondly, if he's going to, what his plans he has with the cash. Because just to put it in a nice way, this translates to $6 billion, you know, which is, when you consider that Mr. Buffett has $300 and $400 billion, it doesn't give him much leeway to find something attractive. So everybody's watching, but this business is a good business, as pension insurance, and I think the market's hope is that he hangs on to it.
Talking of good businesses, there was an interesting item in Business Times yesterday, and I don't know whether this is a nice job to be given if you're a Naspers executive or you should be quaking in your boots, but it's tasked its executives to look for, and I quote, investment opportunities in South Africa by the end of its 2026 financial year for the next cycle of investment. Where do they start?
Well, that's a difficulty because there are a lot of good little businesses here. You know, when you look at Prosus and Naspers, first of all, Naspers has a market cap of, what, 900 billion. So you're not talking about a small company. It's a big company. Now, if you want to move the needle within Naspers, you've got to find something bulky. And I think that's a problem. You know, they could buy the JSE, which is 11 billion, or We Buy Cars is 20 billion. I'm not sure. I think they want to develop businesses, and that perhaps, I think that is the message out. Go find small businesses that are developing in the area and which kind of fits in, complements Prosus and Naspers, you know, the businesses that they already are, which I would imagine is going to be, you know, in technology. Mm-hmm. So it's a nice thing to do, you know, to go around and find these businesses. But and there's some good people in South Africa, but relative to the world, I think they're very, very small businesses.
And Naspers' share price is up by just over 0.5% today. David Shapiro, thank you very much indeed. Our markets and company report tonight from Sasfin. Heart 1027.